So we're talking about business owners to save at least 90% on their federal taxes and no longer pay state income taxes. The beneficial trust is going to be for investors. They'll stop paying short-term and long-term capital gains, interest income, dividend income, rental income, and royalty income taxes.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And, you know, as business owners, it's really important to take full advantage of the opportunities that are given to us by the IRS so that we can, you know, narrow down, limit, reduce perhaps the amount of taxes we have to pay so we can utilize that revenue for our business growth as well as our personal use in our personal lives. And today we have a wonderful guest that is going to teach us some incredible tools. I am so excited about this conversation. Sally Gimmon was motivated to become a real estate agent, investor when her mom became sick in October 2018. She was 53 and needed to make a change in her life quickly. She has been an insurance agent for 20 years and has used her experience to make positive changes. And she now shares her information weekly in the real estate group with Win-Win Women TV. Sally, welcome. That was actually my grandmother's name. So I have such a connection to that beautiful name.
Do you know if she was a Sally Marie or a Sally Ann?
I don't think she was either.
Okay. Most of them, but my brother named me after a cat, so it's a little bit different for me.
That's a really good question. Now I feel like I don't know. It was one of those.
You know? People tell me, oh, my Aunt Sally, my great Aunt Sally, your mom, your grandmother. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and because she was my grandmother, we called her Nana. So I don't know. It very well could have been her name had another layer to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my brother funny. Was 2.5 years old when I was born, and my aunt in Ireland named the cat after my Aunt Sarah, named Sally. And my mom's like, I love that name. I'm like, I do too. So it's a nice name.
That's wonderful. So Sally, tell us, you know, you got into real estate investing. How does that relate to what we're here to talk about today with business trust?
Well, the Spendthrift Trust is legal. It's in the IRS tax code 643B. It's been in front of the United States Supreme Court on two separate occasions. Paul Benson was a Harvard Law professor. He wrote 5 different trusts to save taxes. I personally have both the business trust and the beneficial trust. I make more money in my real estate, but I do have 2 online stores. In both 2022 and 2023, I personally saved 92% on my federal income taxes. I'm in just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I paid no North Carolina taxes. And I want to teach this to other people because it's the best kept secret of the rich. If you don't mind my sharing, I just talked to a business owner in New Jersey today. We will save him $165,685 for the full year if he gets the business Spendthrift Trust. That's his money to reinvest and do what he wants. You know, put it back into the business, pay off his mortgage, buy a new car. I mean, this is legal. People don't know about it.
Wow. I mean, that is a tremendous amount of money to save and to not, be paying taxes. So let me understand this correctly. The business trust is like a subset of the Spendthrift Trust. Is that correct?
Correct. So no matter what trust you get, Paul Benson wrote 5 different trusts. All 5 trusts save you taxes year after year, generation after generation. Keeps your information completely private. Do you operate in an LLC, an S Corp or a C Corp right now?
I do personally, yes.
Okay. That's statutory law. So what they do here in North Carolina, I moved from Arizona at the Corporation Commission there. Anyone can go online to the Secretary of State or the Corporation Commission and research LLCs, S-Corps, and C-Corps. 40% of them get sued every year. Not a good thing to have. So the trust is on the federal level. So we highly, highly suggest you shut down your LLC, S-Corp, C-Corps, because we don't want you to be sued. And then all lawsuits become frivolous. So true story, one of my investors has 100 doors in Chicago. Over the summer, he couldn't slow down for an accident. He's a big, huge, I haven't seen the RV, but, you know, a very expensive RV. His insurance card showed the trust name. His driver's license showed his Illinois driver's license showed his name. God bless you. 6 weeks later, after the accident, he got a $500,000 lawsuit for pain and suffering. He just sent the first page of the trust back to the attorney and said, I have $100,000 on my car insurance or my RV insurance. That's what the owner would get. So that's, he got to save, he saves renter's insurance, and he saved a $500,000 lawsuit too. So it's an amazing thing.
Incredible. So why was this created?
Great question. Way back in history, King Henry VIII, that famous king who chopped off his wife's heads, started the Church of England so he could divorce his wives. He went to go tax the lords and ladies of England, and they went further back to the 13th century to the Magna Carta and its contract law. So it came to the colonies while we were part of England, its contract law. When our tax code went into effect February of 1913, the super rich families, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Carnegies, the Kennedys, they made sure they could save taxes. Again, IRS tax code 643B. Well, Alara, if they can save taxes, we can save taxes. And I mean, I researched it because my true story, I found out April 4th of 2020, my tax bracket, there's 7 different tax brackets. My tax bracket went from 22% to 24%. And I owed the federal government $94,000 in short-term capital gains. It's the middle of COVID. 3 of my properties didn't pay me April 1st. I was in a money crunch, and I'm like, I have to find a solution. So that's what I did.
Wow. And so through your research, you found this trust?
Correct.
That's incredible.
I had read an article, the Rockefeller Spendthrift Trust is called The Office. And I had read an article on that, and I just started researching it and calling different law firms to find out how I too could save taxes. And now I'm a representative of the law firm. If you call the law firm, they're an accident attorneys. They'll like, oh, we don't do this because they don't want, how do I say this? They don't want the crazies to call them, because I do talk to some interesting people.
That's hilarious. And so why is this not more well known?
Great question. There are 1 million attorneys active in the United States right now. Only 4% are trust attorneys. Only a few law schools have trust attorneys or follow as trust. A textbook trust attorney study in law school is called Scott and Asher on Trusts, 5th edition. I've had CPAs, I've had other attorneys saying this is fake. And I'm like, it's not. It's legal as legal can be. And, you know, the law firm has been around for 77 years. Not a single trust has ever been audited in 77 years. Only one trust was examined by a senior IRS agent. The neat thing about it, 2 weeks after he examined the business trust he was looking at, he sent an unsolicited letter to the law firm saying, here are the tax codes I use. Please, I'm pleased to share this with you. So if anyone wants to get that information, they can reach out to me. I'll send them, we call it the Myers IRS letter. I'll send it to them.
I mean, this is just so incredible. I'm kind of awestruck. Can a trust be audited?
I'm sorry, can the trust what?
Can a trust be audited?
You could be audited. Again, the law firm in 77 years, not a single trust has been audited. We have probably about 700 clients. Paul Benson wrote these trusts, I want to say like a titanium vault. They have been fantastic. I did talk to a real estate group. This is kind of a scary story. I talked to a real estate group in Atlanta, and one guy raised his hand. He said, hey, I bought a spendthrift trust for $1,000 off this woman. I'm like, who's behind you? Like, what if someone sues you? Do you have a law firm to stand behind you? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't want to trust. He had 4 Airbnbs. I mean, someone could sue him and take those 4 Airbnbs from him if something went wrong. I mean, the law firm has changed its name because it's now Paul Benson's grandson and great-grandson, but they have the copyright on the trust, and we're helping clients save thousands of dollars. It's an amazing thing.
So did I understand that correctly, that the trust that you're representing is backed by a law firm?
Correct. So I'm a representative of the law firm. When you start a trust, they will send you a certification saying if you get questioned by the IRS, they will defend you free of charge. Now, the way the trust is written, 97% of tax returns every year are going to be a 1040 tax return, where you write off your home office, you write off your cell phone, things like that. The trust files a 1041 tax return, and that's how they can save so much in taxes. Worst case scenario, I don't have any children, so if my great-great-niece decides she's going to cancel this trust in 2090, she'll cancel out the EIN or employee identification number that, you know, if you have an LLC or S Corp, it's the same thing. Any taxes saved in 2090, she'll have to pay. But anything before that, once it's passed over, the taxes passed over, they'll never come back to bite her or anything like that.
So it's only if the trust is closed that would
Right.
be and, a potential. You
know, I don't know why my great 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 niece in 2095 will close it. I hope she won't.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, it just, people question that because it does go from generation to generation. Again, the Rockefeller's Trust, 7 generations old, has almost 400 people under the same EIN or employee identification number, tax ID number. Each person files a different 1041 tax return. But if the Rockefellers can save money, you and I should be able to save money.
Absolutely. And so what kind of entrepreneurs does this really benefit? Is it all entrepreneurs, or is it kind of at a certain level that this really starts to be a wonderful potential?
There's a cost. So I suggest that people should be making at least $80,000 gross. I cannot help W-2 income earners. Only people who make their own 1099 income, you're paying your own taxes. So I just talked to a husband and wife earlier today. The husband is an electrical engineer working on sailboats. It's an amazing job. He's a W-2 income earner. He's going to go talk to his employer because he wants to change over to 1099, and then we would be able to save him quite a bit of money. But right now, the wife, who is an insurance agent, her own brokerage, we're going to save her over $110 a year, $110,000 a year. If he can switch his W-2 income to 1099, then they even save even more money.
Okay, so 80,000 gross or above, that's actually much lower than I would have thought.
Correct. I'm going to get my little, I want to look at this real quick so I can tell you. Taxes, I'm not trying to be political, but taxes are going up in 2024 or 2025. I don't know if President Trump is going to lower them, but there's 4 ways to file your taxes. Single, most expensive way. Head of household, married jointly, cheapest way, and married separately. So just federal taxes as single, making $100,000 in 2025, currently you'll pay $16,913 in federal taxes that the trust will save you year after year after year. And this is your money put back into your business, pay off your mortgage, buy a new vehicle, take your family on vacation, give to a charity, save for retirement. I mean, once you pay for it, there's no, how do I say this? There's no upkeep to you have to pay every month or anything like that with it.
So there's an initial first-time cost, and that is it. Is that correct? And so is this something that needs to be done? So for instance, 2025 for 2024 taxes, do you need to enter the trust within the year of the taxes that you're going to file? Or can you, for instance, enter in 2025 as you go to file for 2024 taxes?
Great question. The gentleman I was telling you about this morning who has his own business in New Jersey, I don't mean to date this, but we're talking about January 9th. He's going to have to file taxes from January 1st to January 9th. If he starts his trust on January 15th, he'll start saving taxes from January 15th forward, but I won't save him the first 15 days of January, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's really great information. So what can you tell people who quite aren't, maybe, you know, I think probably the biggest thing here is a little bit of like uncertainty, maybe doubt, perhaps disbelief, right? This sounds too good to be true. What could you say to them to help them pique their curiosity and really desire to look into this a little bit further?
I love that question. I have a free class on the Great Discovery. If you just go out to my first name and my last name put together, when you go out there, you're going to get 3 articles from Forbes magazine. I did not write. So Forbes is talking about this. You're going to get 2 pages of case law. So if you're close to a law library, you can research this. You're going to get examples of client saving taxes. I don't have a copy of it. It's a textbook, but I do tell people, hey, check out Scott Nasher on Trust 5th Edition. Black's Law Dictionary has it in there. If someone Googles tax code 643B, and I suggest everyone do this, you will find an opinion letter from the IRS dated September 11th, 2018, saying they don't approve of the trust. It's their opinion. Only Congress can change the tax code, and too many U.S. presidents, senators, and Congress people have the trust. And, you know, I hate to say this, but taxes are going up. There's past legislation. We're talking about business owners, but when someone sells their business, they're let's say I helped the restaurant back in March 30th of 2024. They sold their restaurant for $3 million, everything included. They won't have to pay at 15% $450,000 April 15th, 2025, or $600,000 at 20% April 15th, 2025. So people, you know, selling a business, that's the beneficial trust to save the capital gains. The gentleman I'm talking about today has a business that he's making quite good money on, and it's going to save taxes on that too.
Wow. So for those entrepreneurs who are considering selling their business, setting up this trust before they go through that process is really invaluable as well.
Correct. So there's 2 different trusts. So the husband and wife, Jim and Marianne, they didn't have the business trust. They only had, they only started the beneficial trust to save the capital gains. We got him his EIN number. We got them their EIN number. The business broker had changed the paperwork, not hard to do. They started the trust on March 29th. They sold the business March 30th, and then they paid for the trust April 1st, and the law firm was happy to work with them on that. You know, just, hey, we need a few days to get things taken care of.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I love that. And so what are the steps to setting up this trust?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. The gentleman who I'm working with today has his own business. He has accounts that pay him monthly. He's going to open up a new bank account with the EIN number. We get him the EIN number. We give him a letter to open up that new bank account. He's going to have to contact all his people, say, hey, I've changed banks. Here's a new routing number. Here's the new account number. Start paying this instead. It might take him 2 months or 3 months to get this all worked out. And then, you know, he'll start saving the taxes. He'll also have to go to the DMV. He has 5 vehicles for his business. He will change the title from the business name into the trust name. I don't wish him any accidents, but again, his insurance will pay for it. The trust will pay for the insurance. The trust will pay for the changing the title. The trust will pay for gas into the vehicle. The trust will pay for mortgage payments, your electricity, your water, everything else. I mean, you'll have access with a debit card, but you'll still pay your bills, but the trust is paying them, not you personally.
Right. Yeah. And there was some question I was like, is there ever any pushback from banks as you come in with that EIN number? I don't know, can they tell that it's associated with the trust? And is there ever any pushback from that?
True story. I just had to open a new bank account here because my bank was in Arizona. I was getting too many. The bank I was using doesn't have an ATM. So I took my trust booklet. There's papers I gave to them. They scanned them. It took them a week to approve it. So there was a little bit of lag time. But, you know, now my beneficial trust is here and everything else. I got a debit card, so I'll have access to it. But there was a little bit of the lag time, and then I had to move the money. But a week, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's really great information. So it'll all work out, but it's almost sounding like there's a little bit of space, a little bit of time needed for all of it to come into play. But then it seems to work out and come into play. Yeah, because I was just thinking about the LLC and the C-Corp. That's all very clear for the banks to see that under the government. So the trust would create a little bit of difference there.
A little bit. I mean, I don't want to call it a notebook because it's nicer than a notebook, but here's the paperwork. And I don't mean to make fun of the gentleman. If he was 25, he was old. He's like, I've never done this before. I'm like, here are the papers you need to scan. And he's like, I have to send this to the corporate offices. So it was a little bit long on that.
You're like, here, let me help you do your job. So that booklet you're speaking of, that's what you get when you sign up for the trust. Is that correct?
Correct. And there's a whole team to work with you from the law firm. Julie is going to get you your EIN number, the letter for the bank. Anna Maria, she won't. The gentleman who I'm talking about from New Jersey, I sent him the paperwork. He's going to buy the trust. She won't talk to him until he sits down over the weekend. He's going to get a PDF copy and get the actual trust booklet three days later. But he's got to read the trust from first page to the end of the page, write down all his questions. First meeting with Anna Maria's team, they're going to go through all the questions, answer them for him. And then if he's got questions, most of my clients need 2 months calling in with questions. Hey, what paper do I use for this? And other than that, after that, it's very easy to work with. If you know how to work with an LLC, an S Corp or a C Corp, almost the same thing. You just need a different kind of paper, the right paperwork to deal with things. So personally, here in North Carolina, I do what's called auction houses or offset bids. I write my name because they won't take the trust name. But when I sign my name, I sign Sally Gimmon, TT, trustee of the trust. The bank account, when I pay for the property, I pay from the trust bank account. When I wholesale that property, the money goes back into the trust, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was actually going to ask that about different states having different rules and regulations regarding this. So it sounds like the law firm is very supportive with regards to what state you personally live in.
Correct. And I do wholesale. I do real estate in, I'll just say, 15 different states right now. And I mean, I have notes. So we're talking about business owners to save at least 90% on their federal taxes and no longer pay state income taxes. The beneficial trust is going to be for investors. They'll stop paying short-term and long-term capital gains, interest income, dividend income, rental income, and royalty income taxes. So I've wholesaled 28 properties. I have 3 rentals. I have 12 notes where I'm the paper on the house. People pay me their mortgage every month. That's interest income taxes. I'm not paying taxes. I have a crypto bot that pays me every day. I don't pay short-term capital gains on it. So it's a beautiful thing.
Wow. So that beneficiary trust is also for cryptocurrency and that kind of capital gain through that.
Correct. So when I talk to my clients, I find out exactly what they're doing. Again, back to this New Jersey business owner, he's got a whole bunch of crypto in a cold storage. He doesn't plan to sell it now. He doesn't need the beneficial trust. He wants to save $165,000 a year. He's like, oh my God, that's changing his life. He wants to save that. And he goes, then I can open up the other for his crypto. But he understands there's two different, he would need two different trusts because crypto is short-term capital gains. Correct.
Right. Yeah, no, that's really good. It's really understand. You can actually use that for cryptocurrency. I actually had that question in as well. And so we just answered it. It's very ironic. And so is there anybody outside of the lower than $80,000 gross income a year that this doesn't serve as far as entrepreneurs, 1099s?
Honestly, if you're making the right amount of money to do this, I do have clients, foreign clients who are in the United States with property. There's one more sheet of paper for them to fill out. But other than that, no, I have clients. I have 7 truck drivers. I never knew independent truck drivers make so much money.
They do.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, please do.
I'm on TikTok. I get a message on TikTok. Can you please call this phone number at 2:00 East Coast time tomorrow? So I call the number. This guy answers, he's like, what? I'm like, I was told to call you today. You want to save taxes. He's like, my damn wife. What is she trying? So we start having a conversation. He's out of Nevada, so there's no state income taxes. We're going to save him $69,880 in a full year. And he's just like, how much? And I'm like, this is how much you'll save. And he goes, what if I tell, he's on his mandatory truck stop bus. Because there's six other truck drivers here who are independent. Wow. And I'm like, let me send you my affiliate link, sign up for it. And that's how I got all these truck drivers. And I'm like, I didn't know truck drivers make $165,000 a year. That's amazing.
Yeah, I met a truck driver, a person, I forgot what you called it, but were there for themselves. And I was so impressed with how much money they made. This is just a random conversation that we're having here. But yeah, good for them. Absolutely good for them. So what you were saying about foreign people who may or may not have citizenship, is that what, correct, you're saying, but they own real estate or business in the U.S., it can also benefit them.
Correct. There's one more HB paperwork to file. Not hard at all. But, you know, one of my clients is a Pakistani citizen, but he has a business in Detroit, and he's saving about $72,000 a year in taxes.
Incredible. I have already learned so much. My interest was already piqued. And interestingly enough, just on a personal note, I've had a lot of like the trust information come in. I feel like this is something that seems to be being educated a little bit more in our collective consciousness. And it's very, very important because, yeah, of course, as all entrepreneurs, we want to make the money, but then of course, we also want to keep the money.
And you know, I'm not anti-American at all. I love this country, but you know, my mom and dad, 97% of the trusts sold in the United States are what's called the family trust or the living trust. That's what my mom and dad had. It just, I avoided probate, and I appreciate that. But this trust saves you taxes, keeps your information completely private, and all lawsuits become frivolous. I mean, it's what the Rockefellers and DuPonts and the Carnegies have, and it's not taught in school. So I appreciate you having me on your podcast just to let people know there's a solution. Maybe not today, but 2 months from now or 6 years from now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And always the awareness, right, is the first step. Having the awareness that these things exist.
Exactly.
And then having that curiosity piqued and then taking those steps if it resonates. So absolutely. Thank you so much for, you know, I would only imagine the amount of research and time that you spent learning about this and bringing it first into your space and then bringing it to other people's space. That is quite a gift of service that you're bringing to other people. So thank you so much for that.
Do you know who Bob Proctor is?
No. Yes.
I'm a student of his Thinking Into Results, and my coach said, you're playing too small. And she's like, you've got to get this out. Because I do it in my real estate group. But, you know, I'm on social media, and, you know, the gentleman who I'm talking about from New Jersey, he's just like, I could start my own charity. I'm like, you could do whatever you want with this, with the money. I mean, think of it. Start giving money to, I'm personally dyslexic. I give money to the Dyslexia Society because people need to know. Thank God I had someone teach me how to read correctly, because I love to read now, but there's so many people out there who don't get it. One of my clients is a diabetic. He's trying to help people who can't afford insulin. I mean, these amazing things they can do with the money they're saving.
Yes, that's the thing I love about money, is it can open doors for us, right? It can help us have a larger impact in the world, which is fundamentally what all humans desire. So yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. Sally, how can people find you and reach out to you?
I appreciate that. The neat thing about having an odd name, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. My free class is on The Great Discovery. It's a little bit clunky to get out there, but there's a 23-minute presentation, 3 articles from Forbes magazine, 2 pages of case law, because I want people to know what they're getting into and you know, set up a 30-minute tax breakthrough session with me, and we'll see how much we could be saving you with taxes. And we'll have a link. I'll give you the link. So it's your audience. You should get paid for that. I have an affiliate link.
Fantastic. So that breakthrough session that you offer, that's a complimentary session, or is that something that people pay for? I just wanted to clarify that.
Nope, complimentary.
Complimentary. Okay. Beautiful.
And then I send an email with all the information. So that's why I have the little calculator still up for the gentleman from New Jersey.
All of those beautiful ways that people can build trust to learn about the trust. Sally, my love, thank you so much for being here with us today. And as I said already,
thank you for having me on your podcast. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for, you know, really for putting in the effort and finding the solution for yourself so that you could also bring that solution to other people. And listening to your mentor and no longer playing small, it's a very beautiful thing that you're bringing to humanity. So thank you for your brilliance.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And to the audience, I mean, yeah, I just am curious, you know, whose curiosity has this not piqued? Because if you are making 80,000 or above, yeah, I truly hope that this has piqued your curiosity. And that you will start to follow the little breadcrumb trails to learn about Sally and what she's bringing forth and share this information with others so that we can all benefit from this beautiful information. Share this episode as much as you can so other people are aware of this. And as always, I deeply appreciate you as the audience. And until next time, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.